right, we are back. It is another episode of the Legion of Blogcast. We had a lot of fun last week.
Yeah, we did.
There was trains, there was dogs, there was sadness, there were tears.
It was good.
There were spiders.
Oh, God. I still
that's
remember
on
those.
The show, by the way. I laughed quite a bit when I was editing. We were like, we lost track of the spider. Let's keep a 20 on the spider.
It was huge.
It was dangerous.
This was Zach Cassian as spiders. Unpredictable.
They didn't
know
dangerous.
What you were going
to get. Cassian was still a member on the team.
Oh, was this? Oh.
When we recorded last week.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about him and how he doesn't do shit all against the Flames AHL players in the preseason, and how that really worries me. And then he was traded, and I was still kind of upset about it.
Yeah.
Because I've likened Zach Cassian to, like, Bray Wyatt. I really want to like him.
Yeah.
I really want him to start doing some stuff.
He's got the tool set.
He's got all the tools. He just needs a good feud. He just needs a good purpose. Something to work towards. Something tangible to sink his teeth into.
A Stanley Cuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Zach. Oh. Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, Cassian is gone. And we got Brandon Prust coming back.
It was weird that we had to trade a fifth for that. Like, how bad? It's either Cassian's value was that awful, or the Canucks are really bad at, you know, devaluing their own assets. Like, we undersold on Lack. We undersold on Cassian. It's not a good look for betting, but, you know, maybe we as fans were overvalued. We don't know for sure, right? Maybe the rest of the league's like, hey, your guys are trash. Get out of here.
We will be undersold.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it wrong.
They're doing it wrong. It's the quote is, we won't be undersold.
Yeah, we will be undersold.
But, yeah, there's been actually tons of changes. We can't go a week now. We can't go a day without all sorts of stuff, you know, changing in Canuck Nation. Obviously, Wyatt Aren't the Stanchion is with me. I'm Jay Bowman.
Jerk.
I didn't even do my own name either.
I know.
So, but people, you know who you're listening to. Come on now. So, they're going after our boys.
Yeah.
They're coming for our boys, Wyatt. The heisty, Brad Richardson.
Yep.
Of all the Canucks players, I'd be like, yeah, that's my boy right there. Gone.
Great hair.
Arizona.
Gone.
Great hair. I'll never forget when I had to ask them, like, their favorite Christmas present or whatever that they ever got a couple years ago, watching his eyes just, like, light up in intensity as he described being the first kid on the block to have the Easton aluminum stick.
Oh.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And then he talked to me about the stick for, like, 5 minutes.
You connected with him.
Yeah, so.
Who was the guy that gave the shitty answer? I think someone, like, just didn't know.
Yannick Hansen.
Yeah, just didn't care.
Oh, I don't know. That's a weird question. Race car? Yeah, he says he said it was some sort of race car.
He didn't care.
Gotcha. That was like the first guy I asked too. So I'm like, are they all going to be like this?
They're just gonna stare at you like that.
Hey, hey, Ryan Kessler, best Christmas present. Oh, race car.
They all say race car.
Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Am I being swerved? Not punked. No, it's swerved.
It's up to date with our terminology.
So yeah, the heisty Brad Richardson gone.
Yep.
I'm really sad about that. Sean Matthias is gone. You should see that coming as soon as they spent all his money on Dorsett and Spezza.
Yeah, well, Proust
that was Richardson's
money too.
Money.
Yeah, I mean, they've spent a lot of money in those. Like, even bringing Proust to this high contract, that's a lot of money for our bottom guys.
Yeah, it sure is. And why not Matthias, who was, dare I say, consistently one of the better players last year? Maybe not put up points or whatever, but he always looked like he was working hard.
Short-handed, he was awesome.
Yep.
He got 18 goals in the bottom six. But apparently Benning said today that he likes his wingers to be, or sorry, Kuzma intimated that Benning likes his wingers to be big and heavy, and that Matthias wasn't heavy enough.
So get him some donuts.
Yeah, just put on some weight.
Take him to the Olive Garden.
Yeah, free bread, fill up on that.
I walked through the parking lot post Olive Garden a good like 10 pounds heavier than when I walked in.
Oh yeah, no, you can add weight quickly there. But yeah, like, I liked Matthias. Apparently they didn't even offer him any sort of deal. They were done with him. So, I mean, but the good news is we've got lots of fights from Proust and Dorsett now, though.
So they're just going to fight all season?
Probably each other. No one will fight, so they'll drop the gloves with each other.
Who was number one in fights? I know, like, Dorsett was two and Proust was three.
Yeah. Who was number one? Someone by a large margin, I believe, too. I like to remember.
We know hockey. Imagine that. Crosby's just like, you know what? I've conquered all other facets of the game.
Yep.
I have, you know, led in points, goals, assists. I want to be a fighter. Yeah. It's like the episode of Friends when Jon Favreau wants to be an ultimate fighter.
Yeah.
He's conquered the business world. Now he wants to conquer the physical world.
Just train in MMA. That'd be amazing.
Tank Abbott fucked him up.
Yeah. Yep.
But the Canucks, they've gone after our boys.
Yep.
They've gone after our favorite goalie.
Yeah.
They've gone after our sub-boys. Now, they're going after our front office peeps.
Yeah.
They're going after people that work with the team that we love. Do you want to talk a little bit about Gilman?
Gilman, who was, all jokes aside, one of the nicest guys I've met, he... And famously, when I went to GM or Rogers Arena, it's always the garage to me. I went down there.
Still garage to me, damn it.
Yeah. I went in there, and I wasn't on the list for... This is back in the days when media passes were still... Well, I guess it still is. They didn't have me on the list, and then Gilman walks by and vouches for me. He says, hey, this guy's good, which was awesome.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He throws you, like, a salary cap report. Yeah.
He was always nice to me. He's always nice to both of us. He'd always talk to us. He'd always talk to me about stuff about the team that was off the record. He was just very open with people.
And he trusted you,
yeah,
too. That's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, especially with someone in the organization. We famously got in trouble once for doing a Christmas article he did not like.
Yeah!
He went to town on me.
He attacked.
As he famously told me, he's Jewish. I guess Christmas, he wasn't celebrating it that day. But then he like ripped into us about an article we did that he found a joke we did about him and Henning was not up to his taste. He said it wasn't our best work. And he just ripped into me for a good hour. At one point telling me that all writers are the same, we have no self-confidence, just ripped into me. So we didn't talk about Gilman again for a bit, but he's a good guy. Like, obviously, there's going to be pressures in that job. I don't hold it against him, but he's a really good guy. But they took him out.
Yeah,
him and Henning both gone. The contract specialist got taken out.
Yeah, there was a time they were referred to as 6 and 7, if you remember. Because a list came out back when we first did Dice and Ice years ago of the top 5 like assistant GMs who are ready to be like actual GMs.
Yep.
And neither of them were on the list. Or I think wasn't...
Neither of them were. No,
neither of them
were. Just outside the top 5.
But they both like assumed that they would be like 6 and 7.
Yeah.
That they were really good at their jobs. So.
Well, I think Gilman will get another job soon enough for sure.
You heard that, Henning? Suck it.
Yeah. We're Team Gilman.
Team Gilman. yeah. And then also they went after my boy. Mike Bernstein.
One of your 4 stars.
One of my 4th stars. Yeah. Guy always out there, working hard.
20 years with the team.
I know.
And that one makes no sense. With Gilman, you could be like, fine, like maybe change direction. But he's, what is he doing? Like, what? Why take out Bernstein?
He's just walking around. Anybody who like gives him a bit of a stink eye, you're fired.
Yeah, it's like Vince McMahon era. Like, what could Bernstein have done to piss someone off? Like, no one has a bad word about him. Everyone loves him. And then, nope, I guess they just killed him. It was, I guess, like, you know, a season 3 thing. They had to keep things exciting and take out a character we didn't see coming.
You never know who's going to die.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to get clipped on this team. You thought Bernstein was safe?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's Bernstein going to be up to in, like, season 7 or 8? Nope, gone.
Yeah. Guys, we need to swerve. Fans are too complacent.
Big swerve. So, yeah, Bernstein's gone. Fucking Patty O'Neill better run and hide.
Well, they hired some kid from Toronto who I guess for the Marlies was an equipment manager. Now, Bernstein was the athletic trainer, Pat O'Neill is the equipment manager. So, are they bringing this kid in to just take Bernstein's job, or is this kid going to take out Pat O'Neill? Like, I don't know anymore. Like, I don't think he's safe.
God, Pat O'Neill.
Yeah, watch out for the young baby-faced assassin coming your way.
Fucking hell. It's like, hey, we could save more money by firing these 2 guys and get this young kid to do both jobs. Oh, man. So, I mean, who knows next time we record how many people are still going to be on the team that we know?
Yeah. They might kill off Daniel. We don't know.
Daniel Sedin's gone.
I would not put it past Benning to trade Daniel at this point.
Would people be surprised if that happened?
No. Trade Daniel plus a 1st-rounder for, like, I don't know, another fighter.
God. It's been super interesting. Where did... Oh, yeah. And Cody hadn't landed anywhere yet as of last week's recording. But I think a day afterwards, he landed in Nashville.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good for him. Go somewhere where he's now being paid a lot less. Get a chance to prove himself.
Less pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Buffalo's got enough young guys, they don't need him anymore.
Except for from his dad.
Well, yeah, he's got a clothing line to think of.
Yep.
He actually does. It's really weird.
What?
He actually has a clothing line. I'm not kidding. He's a Cody Hodson. Like, Ryan Kessler taught him everything. Kid, you got to start a clothing line.
Except go bang a lot of chicks. A valuable commodity for a hockey team.
Yeah, exactly. He forgot the one part.
I taught you everything you know, not everything I know.
He left with the part where you spend one whole summer improving yourself.
Yeah.
But besides from that, yeah. He has a Cody Hodgson clothing line.
What is it called?
I don't... Probably just the Coho. Actually, it is Coho Apparel, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not called, like, Healthy Scratch Apparel and Conditional Waivers Apparel.
Buyout clothing.
Buyout clothing. Oh, we won't be undersold.
Yeah. Comes with a free draft pick.
So what else is new and exciting? Obviously, that's kind of, you know, that's a lot of stuff that's new with the Canucks, but it's not nothing new in terms of they signed this guy or they got this guy. It's just these people are gone now.
Yep.
We're going to open every show with the following list of Canucks people are no longer with the team.
Yep.
Daniel Sedin.
Daniel Sedin taken out last week. Yeah, like, I don't... That's the thing with the team right now. It's hard to know what direction they're going. And I guess if we want to take Benning at face value, he wants a big team. And if he felt that Matias and Cassian... And to be fair, Cassian didn't really play a heavy game. Not that I hold against him. I think he was a good playmaker. But it just frustrates me because Matias was a good penalty killer. Like, why not have that around? I don't... And he only signed for, like, 2.3 for 1 year. I thought he was going to be, like, a $4 million player and out of range. Now, so that's why I accepted it. Okay, you know what? Matias is going to make $4 million. We can't afford him.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of expecting to happen too. But no, he got a very affordable 1 year.
Just like the Eddie Lack thing where we kind of accepted, like, you know what? He's going to go for a first rounder. That first rounder is going to be huge for our turnaround. And then it's a third rounder. You're like, wait a minute. That's not how this is supposed to play out.
The fact that that didn't happen still sticks in my craw.
In your
my craw is just
it's
full.
Wide
of,
open.
Yeah. Well, it was, but now it's got all that in there.
Yeah.
It's filled my craw.
Yeah.
You know how big my craw is.
Yeah.
We need to get off topic.
Yep.
Or get back on topic. Obviously, like, rookie training camp is going on.
Yeah, Vertanen got hurt a little bit.
Yeah,
everyone's kind of scared.
A little boo-boo.
A little bit of boo-boo. Hurt in his head, but he's fine. I hate prospect camps because what'll happen is, like, it's, you know, practice players. We all saw Mason Raymond be like, he's like goddamn Burry out there in practice. He looks amazing. We saw scrimmages when they were coming out of the lockout and, like, Raymond was better than everyone, better than Nazem. He was awesome. He's not, though. We see things like this where, like, you see one kid do this, like, you know, beat five people, but his prospect camp, it gets you, you know, all stoked, but then you get fedder off when it actually, you know, hits real competition. So I hate it.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Connor McDavid scored a bunch of goals in his
That's
scrimmage.
Another thing, yeah. Like, look at him skate. He's super fast. Okay, like, he will be a great player. He has all the skills to it. Not, like, we all know that, but it's like taking one video of him skating fast by, you know, some guy's never going to make it. I want to see the NHL, damn it.
I want to see the guy he's skating around become a star.
Yeah, that guy's going to learn from
it's
this.
It's like showing up on, like, another NBA player's poster. Yeah. He's dunking on you. Balls are in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shit, there was something else about the Canucks I wanted to talk about.
What would it have been? Let's start alphabetically. Alex Burrows.
Oh, holy shit, you did it. You did it. So
the system works.
That's awesome. So now I have to leave in the last like 5 minutes of me going, what the hell?
Yeah, because paid off.
Yeah, because people can see how smart and helpful you are. So the plan appears to be now sellers at the deadline because they got a crop of UFAs that could potentially make the difference for someone on a bit of a playoff push or someone wanted to shore up and make sure they got a good cup run coming.
Verbata and Hamhuis are the big names that are...
Yeah, so yeah. Verbata and Hamhuis...
For sure.
...will be...
But
know,
someone can still take,
market.
Like, Burrows and Higgins. Like,
yeah,
it's
of course.
Not bad,
it's
but
an
the next
extra
might
year.
Keep them, because of that, we'll see.
And then keep them and then lose them to UFA, like, the following year?
Yeah, they might, like, wait for the next year's deadline, because they still want their bodies in the lineup, because they don't have enough yet. Who knows what they're thinking is. Like, I hope they trade them if they are out of the playoffs, because I don't like the retool, so I have no problem. Like, you know I love Verbata. I love the boy.
Yeah.
But if he brings your big return, like, I'm like Rick now in Walking Dead, where I've, you know, initially I had, like, you know, hopes and dreams, then Eddie Lack got traded, and now I'm, like, dead inside. I don't care, so everyone can die. Trade Verbata.
Yeah.
Trade Verbi.
Shit got dark.
You know how much Verbi's, like, that picture alone has done for my Twitter? Like, I love that picture. I love him. But, yeah, if he gets, you know, a second or third or first rounder, awesome. Hamhuis for sure can get you a first rounder in a couple seconds, hopefully, at the deadline.
Yeah.
And we all love Hamhuis, too, you know?
I love Hamhuis.
You see, boy, love him, but...
But... Does he, like, no one player is above the team?
Yep.
Does he make, well, Trevor, maybe, but does he make the team better? If not, I can still like you somewhere else.
Yep.
Unless, unless you're playing us for the cup final.
Yeah.
In which case, I want you to lose.
Yeah, and possibly hurt yourself.
Yeah, like, we're big Carolina fans now.
Yeah.
Hey, interesting factoid, this just came into my head.
What is it?
Eddie Lack's first NHL shutout.
Yep.
We weren't at the game. We were instead in Monday Night Raw in Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
It was December the something.
Yep.
Nice. Of 2013.
Yep.
After Raw was over, it was a great fucking show.
One of the best shows.
We went to the bar. We sat and we watched the end of the game.
Yep.
Do you remember the team? they were playing when Eddie Lack got his first NHL career shutout.
I actually don't remember.
Carolina Hurricanes.
Was it Carolina?
Carolina Hurricanes.
We should have known then.
We should have known then. Hey,
wait a minute.
Imagine that. I just lean over to you drunkly. Hey, man. You know what I think's going to happen? I think Eddie Lack is going to be for the Hurricanes one day.
Yep.
And we're going to get fucking nothing for him.
Yeah. You're crazy, man. You shut your mouth.
And then it happened.
And then, yeah, you were right.
You owe me a Coke.
Yeah. So. Well, fun fact, though, there's on a random wrestling note. Daniel Bryan said that was one of his career highlights was that show.
Yeah.
I always took it over and just, yeah.
We sure
made
did.
It about him, which
you had
awesome.
A gif about, you had a gif.
Oh, I still
me.
Have it, yeah.
Yeah, just doing the yes,
yes
chant.
Yes, yes.
That was like 2013.
Yeah.
That was still about 4 months before the WrestleMania.
Yep.
So, like, yes chant was huge.
Oh, it's...
Seattle, fucking CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler were loving it, too. They were just kind of in the back, but just, like, laughing and, like, trying to get people to keep it going.
That was great.
We have our annual Raw Roadie coming up
yep,
again.
Everett this time.
The Raw Road Trip in Everett,
I love
Washington.
Everett. Yep.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I had a ball hockey tournament there. Just a nice, small little town.
What is the seediest strip club in Everett? We're going to need to know.
Oh, yeah, we need to know. Like, oh, is that the Pirates?
They have their own Pirates Cove. Pirates Cove in Portland.
Yeah, looked really seedy.
Doorknobs have syphilis.
Yeah.
So we're going to find this just seediest place.
The worst place.
In Everett. And that's where we're going to spend our time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our Raw Road Trip. I mean, hopefully Lesnar's going to be there.
Oh, if he's there.
Maybe two in a row of seeing Lesnar. Because last time we were at Raw, it was in Portland last
Hulk
year.
Hulk Hogan's birthday.
Almost a year to the day. Hulk Hogan's birthday. NWO was in the house.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar was in the house.
Yep.
And that was also the day Robin Williams died.
Was it? Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we got
that's
the
text right.
We were
got,
heading
yeah.
into the arena.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I want to talk about my brother for a second. I'm a little upset right now.
Okay, I think I know why. Go on.
All right, so my dad, for his birthdays, used to always get apple pie instead of cake.
Yep.
So my dad passed away a while ago. So yesterday would have been his 60th birthday. So,
quick note, he looks just like your brother.
My dad
I saw
does?
A picture, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, you did, because yeah. you posted something on Facebook.
Yeah, looks just like him in that picture.
Yeah, he does. I look a lot like my dad's dad. Who I never met.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Same with me. I look at my grandfather.
I see old pictures of, like, my grandfather on yeah. my dad's side. And it's like, holy shit.
That's what I get, too.
And, like, our calves are the same,
too. Yeah. Meaty.
But, we both had just meaty calves. Yeah. So that's where I get it.
Yeah. I was wondering.
But, so I bought myself an apple pie and was eating it yesterday. And then my brother came home and he had an apple pie as well that he got from my mom. So I ate my pie. John had a little bit of my pie. I got home from work today, and I saw, okay, my pie is pretty much done, but oh, there's this other pie. So I ate some of it, and I saw the expiration date was July 8th. I'm like, oh, okay, that's tomorrow. It's my birthday. That's tomorrow, so I should be okay. And I lied down. I was working on some 365 and 90 stuff, and then I started to get a little bit of rumbly in the tummy.
Yep.
And
it's like
then,
a deep rumble where you know something's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a depth charge. Yeah. Something has erupted, and it has yet to come out. And then I went, and I was violently sick
yep.
For quite a bit. So, we're doing this pedometer step challenge at work. You know, like 10,000 steps a day. The reason I mentioned that is because it saps the shit out of my iPhone battery.
That makes sense, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm coming over here, and I don't know your buzzer. So, I'm, you know, texting you saying, my phone's gonna die. What's your buzzer? I'm checking the bus times on my phone. It's telling me there's 10% battery left. Shit's getting really intense. I don't have the ability to text my brother and tell him, in case he gets home, stay away from the pie.
Yep.
It's going to make you sick. I get in to here. We talk for like 2 seconds or whatever. I'm like, I need to plug my phone in. I have to send my brother a text and warn him about the pie.
Yep, you did.
I lay out the situation to you. I plug my phone in. I send him a text. The text reads, what a good brother I am.
No, you were concerned about it. That was your first
thought.
I was
very concerned. Like, yeah. I was legitimately like, I don't want him to eat this pie and get sick.
Yep.
John, heads up. I ate some of the pie from mom and threw up. Not sure if it's on the level. Right?
Yeah.
Would you like to know what his response was?
I'm dying to know. Let me know.
Okay. That's what he said. No thank you. No, oh, cool, thanks for the heads up. Or no, oh, good looking out, little brother. None of that. Just okay.
But no, because you're a good person. You're pretty sure the pie did this to you.
Yeah.
You still gave some room of doubt because, you know, it isn't proven guilty. So you don't know if it's
I
on the level.
I tell him throw the pie out.
You said you don't know if it's on the level.
I said heads up.
Yeah. So maybe he didn't believe you. Well, I'm going to test for myself. I'm going to sample this. You said on the level. You were being a good person. You should have thrown that pie under the bus.
I could have used a bit. Yeah, I guess I could have used just a bit more gratitude.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I text him and say, "Hey, the pie was delicious. Have some."
That's true. You could have turned this around. Different story.
Oh, what? It made you sick? That's fine. That's weird because I was fine. So, yeah, I was a little disappointed about that. So, in case, you know, for the first 20 minutes of the episode, you thought, like, something's weird with Bowman's voice. Like, he sounds really upset about something. Something's really sticking in his craw.
Can you get an update for the show? Just ask him, hey, we need an update on the pie for the show. Involve him somehow.
Hey, you have 40 minutes. Eat a slice and get back to us. That's about as long as it took for me. 40 minutes. And I was hugging the toilet.
Yeah.
Last day of my 20s, hugging the toilet. That's how it's done.
There you go. Exactly. He's heaving sobs. Collecting that toilet.
Not from alcohol, from bad pie. Some fat and stupid.
That means you're 30.
Yeah, I think the last day of my teens was like, oh, God, vodka.
Yeah.
Last day of my 20s is, oh, apple pie.
Yep.
I think this apple pie might be bad. Yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow. Yeah, Wyatt, I'm very happy to spend the last couple hours of my 20s with you in a small room talking hockey.
As it should be.
Gazing into each other's eyes.
Yes.
Preparing to play the other bloggers or the other podcasters in the newlywed game.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, too. That's...
Yeah. Like, I don't want to get people too excited about it because I know the logistics. Yeah. Like, the logistics of me and you getting together with our busy schedules is fucking impossible.
Yeah.
I have some video projects I would like to do with you this summer. We have also the Canuck Rumble.
I know.
We have to really work on, and like that takes a big investment of time. We have to create so many new characters because everyone now is in enemy clothing.
That's true. Oh, man. But when does 2K16 come out?
October.
Like, if it's good, do we wait? Like, what do we do?
No, I think we should do Canuck Rumble because we've got the storyline.
Okay.
I think we should, and there's a lot of changes happening that could really affect it. And we talked about some funny things we want to do with Benning.
Yeah.
But we could do it now, but then when 2K16, if it is good, then maybe around January... Like, we don't wait until next summer to do Canuck Rumble next year. We do it mid-season. Yeah, so we've got, like, other video projects, stuff we want to do. There's some special podcast things, which Kat was let out of the bag last week. I guess you didn't listen to the episode.
No, what'd you do?
I put a bleep.
Nice.
I censored it, and then there's about a minute of me and you going, okay, Kat's out of the bag, but I edited it, so I just put the cat back in the bag, so... We actually just spoiled something we have coming up, so... We have a lot of big plans, so this... Newlywed game against the other podcasts in the area would be awesome. I'd love to do it, but if there's time.
Yeah. We're not promising anything.
We're not promising anything. Because, yeah, logistically, I can imagine it being a nightmare.
It could turn into an apple pie situation.
It could turn into a real apple pie situation. Yeah. Because I don't want to, like, half-ass it.
Yeah, no,
that's,
for sure.
That's the reason why we don't do as much as we probably could or should. Because you're kind of the same way, where if we're going to put something out there, we want to make sure it's quite good.
Yeah.
I mean, how long were we testing the audio?
Yeah, I know. It's good 20 minutes.
Oh, there's a bit of an echo, and I'll try and fix it in post.
Yeah.
Movie-wise, anything going on in the cinema? You haven't been to the movies?
No, but a fun reference of it's going to be awesome. A Jurassic Park reference.
Hooray.
I came across an article I'd written. Like, we did the Long Weekend Guide.
We sure did.
Where we do, you know, random fluff articles. And
fluff articles?
Fluff articles, yeah.
People want to know what the new hot garden tools are. Yeah.
How dare you are very correct.
How dare you undercut what we do?
There are some angry people that read those ones anyway. You make one mistake and, like, they'll write into the editor. I got in trouble, but, like, they wrote to the editor because I, like, referenced something in the wrong location and they just, like, got ripped apart by some old lady.
Really?
And she wanted my direct email address. And the problem is, like, no, that's you can't do that. We'll talk to them ourselves. But, like, she wanted to talk to me.
Jesus.
To confuse her mind because I got a location wrong. So cool. Be careful. Be careful out there, folks. It's dangerous. But I found an article, like I did a hockey one, like because I had to talk about the draft for the Canada Day. So I just did a tongue-in-cheek draft article about how, like, the fear of Jim Benning being too old school and his, you know, light humor. And then this article appeared at some post on Canucks.com, and then just people were ripping me apart on it. Like, just tearing into me. Oh, the usual stuff. This guy thinks he's funny. My five-year-old could write better than that. The usual stuff people always go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I canceled my subscription to the problem. Like, get original with us. If you want to go after us... Go after our calves. Go after something fun. Go after apple pie love. Don't go to the boring route, because, you know...
That's this guy's got our regular freckles.
Yeah, exactly. And that would get in our head.
Because I would weep.
What?
How do you know I feel that way about my frecks?
See, that's way better, right? Not that trash would come out. But one of them, though, was like, yeah, One of them called me Wayne, by the way, which is, again, Wayne. Get my name right, you're going to trash me, guys. But yeah, one of them was definitely was, yeah, it's as if he expects everyone to have watched Jurassic Park when he writes his articles. And, like, he's got mad at me because I use Jurassic Park references. And this guy, like, follows me because I do him a lot, but, like, he legitimately was upset about that I use Jurassic Park
references. Do you interact with him ever?
Never heard of I don't, CDC is, okay. Like, the depth. So, to that guy, fuck you. Jurassic Park's awesome. But yeah, I find that kind of funny, though, that there's one guy who obviously reads me a lot, because he knows I do a lot of them. Just like, that was his chance. He's been waiting there for a long time.
I got it. Hey, hold on to your butt. You're going to be when Wyatt kicks it. See what I did there? It's a Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park reference that she won't get, or maybe does and will get angry.
See, here's the thing. He says, oh, he expects everyone to have seen Jurassic Park. Guess what? Everybody in my life that I meet or talk to, yes, I expect that they've seen Jurassic Park, and they fucking love it.
Oh.
That's just how I am. I'm sorry.
I mean, we almost had to stop being friends when I found out about Back to the Future.
Yeah.
That was tough. But I don't... That's not on the same level as Jurassic Park for me. Jurassic Park you have to have watched.
In case you're new to the show, I've seen Back to the Future. Because that's not a thing. It's just the fact that I hadn't seen two.
Yeah. Which is messed up. That's still weird to me. You saw three.
You know, I've seen it since, right?
Which I know. Yeah, that's where we're still friends. Like, three was... trash, and two was really, I don't know.
But I only remember seeing three when I was a kid, like, renting it on, like, VHS and stuff. Yeah. I don't remember ever seeing two. But I've seen it now, and it's quite good.
Yeah,
that's and we're friends, so what's, yeah. Still. But this guy, with his Jurassic Park hate.
Yep.
And his Wyatt hate.
Wayne
and
hate.
And just all of his hate.
Yeah.
Life's too short, man.
Gotta be positive, you know?
Yeah.
Like, new day.
Positivity. Like, the new day. I mean, they got fucking destroyed by Brock Lesnar in Tokyo. They're fine with it.
Yeah.
They're still on. They're on TV 3 days later.
As he said, surviving that was a victory in itself. But that's the thing, though. So anyone who's getting into writing of any kind, there will be people who hate you no matter what you do.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you do.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, some people are just, that's what they're into. They just like to indiscriminately hate.
But why, like, be constructive?
Not anonymous, but being, like, keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
I agree, be constructive. Like, I don't want... everybody commenting, like, hey, everybody doesn't have to love everything I do, right? But if you don't like it, why? And, like, constructive, not just you don't like it because I'm stupid.
Yeah, your frecks are out of line.
Your frecks are out of line. F-R-E-X.
Yeah.
No, but, like, say, hey, you know, maybe a little too much on the Saved by the Bell references. Maybe too many coach references.
Yeah, drop too many coach bombs.
Or, you know, maybe use too many pictures or, like, what have you. That's, like, fine.
Yep.
Like, I've got feedback on the other podcasts I do about, like, hey, maybe this segment can go, or maybe, you know, do this instead, or, you know, and we've tried it out just to see. But, so I'm always willing to try new things, but just when it's that just discriminatory, just I hate you to hate you.
Yeah.
Kind of, that doesn't help anybody.
No.
Like, when you're making those comments, you have to think, like, no, they're not going to get, like, the person you're commenting to is not going to get anything but this, but, like, you know, because this is an attack.
Yeah.
For no reason aside from the fact that, no, maybe it's jealousy.
Let's go with that. Well, I mean, part of it's, like, unhappiness, jealousy. Like, if you're happy, you wouldn't be really doing that. I've always thought that, like, if you're a happy person, you just ignore something you don't like. Like, if there's writers I don't like, I move on with my day. That's all it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Only when I'm angry do I lash out. Like you in Back to the Future 2.
Yep.
That was really fueled by anger.
I was concerned for my personal safety.
Yeah, I had a knife to your calves. I was...
And then you kept telling me to watch, why don't I reach for my almanac and see what's going to happen? And I told you, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't get your reference, bro.
That only made it worse. We have a whole bunch of questions on Twitter. Would you like to get to those?
I think we should.
Well, first of all, let's do your thing, because you put out first of all the call for questions for quitters, and then you also put out you wanted to know what people would do if they had the Stanley Cup for a day, right?
Yeah, I think it's fun to interact with the audience and just ask them some questions about what they would do.
And I keep in mind, anybody who says they would eat out of it or do anything food related out of it was somebody on Detroit. Their kid, like, took a big dump in it.
Yeah, that's right. Was it Chris Draper? I don't
know. It was Chris Draper. Yeah, it was Detroit, whose, like, daughter took a huge shit in it.
Yeah, so, you're eating that.
Yeah, here, I know they probably steam clean it or whatever the hell they do.
It's still an apple pie situation.
But there's still an apple pie situation. You still got a lot of poo at one point in that cup. Not interested. So.
We asked some people, if you had one day with the Stanley Cup, what would you do with it? Steve May suggests that he would have the best nachos ever, which... I think you're limited in how so much size you can have in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be the
best.
It's a
deep kind of bowl, too.
Yeah.
I hope you, like, poop on your nachos.
Your very anti-food suggestion. Matt Padgett says he'd play Beyblades in it, which I had to Google, which I guess is those things you flip like tops, they hit each other, and the last one just spinning is the winner. It's a thing.
Matt Padgett going with a deep pull, though. I like that guy.
Yeah, no, I like that guy quite a bit. Coop says one word. Oh, it's food, sorry. Baked beans.
Yep.
Which is, I guess if you're going to poop, might as well go that way. Get that right away.
You can't tell, like, texture-wise, what am I eating? Is it poop or baked beans?
We got, I don't like pronouncing Twitter names. That's why you do these normally. Subaleski.
Yeah, it's not so easy, is it?
It's not. I don't like it. Take it to every classroom in which I got in trouble for playing mini sticks. That's awesome. Cry on Traded Leaf prospects' names. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. Then we got Rin Senpa.
Still upset that David Booth went to the Leafs.
Yeah, I still can't get past that. And Matt Matias.
I know.
Someone would fill it up with pasta from Anton's Pasta Bar and try that as a challenge. Now, they have worked in a marketing gimmick that was well done.
Yeah.
They got a free shout out on our pod.
I like to plug.
Yeah.
The plug works. Yeah. Down there.
I fill it up with Olive Garden breadsticks.
I love Olive Garden. You know where I was? Sorry to interrupt the segment.
No,
you know where I was that had the menu just stepped up its game immensely?
Yeah. Sure.
Red Robin.
It's always been my favorite. I love
Red Robin is unreal. I hadn't been there in a long time.
It's so good.
They have like bottomless like substitutions for like your fries. You can have like garlic fries or just like 8 different things you can have as like your bottomless side.
Yep.
They've got premium sauces.
Yep.
The freckled lemonade is bottomless. It's been for years, but I always loved that freckled lemonade. Just the menu, I couldn't decide. And you know me, usually I just get chicken strips.
I know very well. Yeah, you stick.
But here I am, like, look at this. Okay, chicken strips are kind of like ranked 5th here. There's these other things I'm curious to try. So what does it say for a restaurant's menu quality that I'm willing to take a bit of a journey?
That's true.
From chicken strips and try something else on the menu.
You dropped them on your power rankings for that visit.
Yeah, so I just want to give a shout out to Red Robin.
Red Robin's, I do too. Give us free burgers.
It's so good.
We will pimp you out left and right. Please do this. And the correct term is lemonade frex. Just want to get that out there.
Frex lemonade?
Well, I like, sounds better the other way.
So lemonade frex? Okay.
Don't go rogue on me. All right, so we got No Names Left 53 said he would scratch out anything Mark Messier related on the cup.
Okay.
Now, would the guy who guards the cup allow that to happen? Is he there with your day with it, or is he kind of like, no, I got to know the rules?
That's kind of awkward.
Because the minute you pull a knife out, like, he's got to have a gun on you, right? There's
like,
no way.
Yeah. Like, what if you wanted to, like, make a sex tape with, like, it in the background?
Yeah, it's just there. It's the pizza delivery guy. Oh, hello.
No, I want to, like, do my thing, and then, like, 45 seconds later...
Yeah,
no, come on. Like, I raise the cup.
Yeah, exactly. That's foaming over your head.
That's how my amateur porn is finished, with the cup raising and kissing.
Yeah.
So, but is he there?
Yeah, maybe he is.
Cup security guy? Use him. You know what?
Yeah, get in there.
You're the cable guy.
And then I guess Wooders on Livin' says he would show it to the Van Canucks. I don't know if that's a harsh shot of the Canucks so they know what it looks like. Hey, guys, this is what it looks like.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
We got president trophies. We were wrong.
Yeah.
Zoso Nux says we'd have all 6 Mark Messier names sanded down, buffed, and then re-engraved as fuckface bald asshat.
That's who it was. I remember reading that earlier and then laughing, and I can't remember who wrote it. But yeah, Zoso Nux, I like that guy.
Yep. Always 94 said, is playing dodgeball or slam ball with it a bad idea? Now, are you throwing the balls at the Stanley Cup? Because you're going to win. Because it's not moving.
It's a stationary target. Yeah.
Or use the Stanley Cup as a ball. Either way, not a good idea.
Now let's, for a minute, re-examine what slam ball was. You do recall that was basketball with trampolines.
Yeah, oh, I was just thinking of dodgeball.
So, no, dodgeball is the very simple dodgeball. But slam ball was the trampoline basketball league.
Why would you want that there?
How does it factor in?
Yeah, like are you slamming
it? Are you slamming it? Because as soon as you hit that trampoline, like that's a lot of weight coming up and down. You know who coaches slam ball? Coach Carter from the film Coach Carter. The real life Coach Carter.
Really?
Yeah, he coaches. We did it on the movie podcast back in January. So obviously I'm going to do some research, find out what this guy's up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a fucking multi-time slam ball championship coaching
coach. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You love coaches. Anything coach related, you are all over.
Except for Willie Desjardins.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
He's not. Lyndon Rocketanaski, or at Team Hot Dads, that's easier to say. I have an army of lackeys carried around in a litter behind me everywhere I went. That's a self-serving, but I like it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Like, see you traveling behind someone, that's kind of, it's power. It's what you see right there. Patrick at DudeAb1DES says he'd take it to Canuck Place. That's just nice.
Oh, for the kids.
Yeah, super nice of him. That's
for the kids. Yeah, I like that.
That's a good guy.
Yeah.
The Biz Now, this is your favorite. He would take it straight to Great Clips and get a Stanley Cup bowl cut.
I fucking love that. That is amazing.
You can't make fun of that haircut because it's a Stanley Cup cut.
Hey, nice bowl cut. Stanley Cup, bitch.
Yeah.
You know how hard it was for the barber to hold it there while cutting around?
I just played slam ball with it. I came in, put it on my head. You know, YOLO.
Buzzing.
Yeah, buzzing, guys.
Buzzing, yo.
Mitch at Boydemania. It makes you sound dyslexic sometimes when you read these names out. He'd go to Jurassic World, get a martini served in it, and then make sure he didn't leave it behind when shit hit the fan.
People love that martini.
That was amazing. Everyone noticed it. That was a great scene.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he said martini, but whatever. We know what he
means. Well, we know what he means.
He had to fit it in there. Here's your worst answer. Paul Almeida says he would see how many things he could eat out of it. Cereal, bacon, egg, soup, rice, rum, and Coke.
And Chris Draper's daughter shit.
Yeah.
Don't forget that one.
And then Thor Beats.
Yay.
Show favorite. He would set up as part of his drum set and play the entire 365 of 90s playlist using it as his ride symbol.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to your project.
It'll probably be over by the time this episode airs.
And at one point, it'll be one day at B4-4. We'll be shutting up.
You're not kidding. Oh, did you watch all of Coach?
I'm on the fifth season. I like it when he almost gets hired in the NFL.
He doesn't almost get hired in the NFL.
He does later in sixth season.
It was actually the seventh season.
I was close, though. That's pretty good, right?
That's not bad.
You can give like 10 seconds of B4-4. Just get down to me once. That's all I'm saying. Just one... Think about it. The last one is Cuckoo Canuck Kid at Snag7. I guess he or she would hit Lucic in the nuts with it.
Oh.
Violet. He could be a Canuck next year, though. Would you want to do that? Rumors say that he is open to signing here. He's a heavy winger. It's everything that Benning loves.
It's like heavy winger. We want just a really fat guy.
Yeah, the fattest guy.
Look how heavy he is. He's denting the ice as he skates.
Yeah, just breaking everything up as he skates.
All right, that's a fun little extra little game.
Yeah, right, I got a question for next week that's darker. I'll wait for it for next week, though. A little darker.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right.
Yeah.
We should figure out a hashtag for
so we can separate it.
For your questions.
And a title for the segment.
Yeah. Questions with Wyatt.
Yeah, of course. We're really good at naming things. They're quiet. Our naming convention stands. Quitters and quiets.
All right, so it's now time for Quitters.
Yay, Quitters. Hooray. We need a theme song for Quitters, by the way. Like, honestly,
didn't
think about it.
Put one in there?
Yeah, so think about what could it be.
Oh, do you want me to sing one?
You could, and then fill it in with, like, the actual song, or you just want it to be yours alone, or this?
I don't know. I think we used to have something, like the Tetris song or something.
Too legit to quit? We can go with that.
We could, but I'm not too legit to quit.
Okay, then go with Twitter.
I'm legit enough to... like, think about my options.
And know your limits.
And maybe apply other places on my lunch break.
Yeah.
I'm that legit. And you know what? If I get the position, I'm legit enough to leave my job. But give my 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah, not just straight up quit.
Quit. That's irresponsible.
Yeah.
And where I work has been kind to me. So I always thought Hammer was a bit off base.
Yeah.
All right. First question from Mitch at MitchMD.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Mr. Koufax. Don't you think Flanders is a jerk?
Every time.
That's good to get that. Simon Phoenix at Simon_Phoenix. By the way, how great was Demolition Man?
The movie?
Well, that's what the Simon Phoenix is from.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And that's the picture.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's,
I love
actually
Demolition
the
Man.
Character.
Sandra Bullock and Sloan. Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed the movie.
God, Bullock was hot in that.
Yep, the old days.
She can get it. He asks.
He means a lunch, a nice lunch.
She can get a nice lunch.
Yeah.
Pickles. Are the Canucks rebuilding or retooling?
Nobody knows.
Please explain to me what the fuck Benning is going for here.
Nobody knows. They fired people. We don't know if they're
firing
rebuilding.
20-year tenured like athletic trainers.
Yeah, like what does that mean? Yeah.
What did he do?
That is gangster shit. There, that is like shooting someone just to show people not to mess with you.
That's
all.
Putting your head on a fence post.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Game of Thrones at this point in Canuck Nation. Like that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like you take over a job. Like, I know this is his second year, but you take over a job, first thing you do on day one is you fire somebody.
Yep.
Get a head on a fence post.
Yep.
Boback at Boback M.
Ah, no defense Boback.
We're going to work on that nickname, Boback.
Yeah.
What is your favorite fruit, particularly summer fruits? Now, is it two different fruits for you? Do you have a favorite fruit and then also a special summer category? Or is it just, like, this is my favorite fruit?
Fruits. Well, like, I like watermelon a lot. It's my go-to fruit to eat. But, like, when, like, I want my summer delicacy, it's peaches. I love peaches that are...
Peaches. I actually have recently gotten quite into peaches.
Yeah. See? You know where
I'm coming from. It's a great hand fruit. Mm-hmm. I gotta go with my alpha fruit is cantaloupe.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
It tastes like body sweat. That's all it does. It tastes like human odor. Yeah. That is what cantaloupe...
That's what I like about it.
I'm eating people. What don't you get?
Yeah. You know how much I like to smell my underarm in the summer.
Yeah. It's licking. What's going on, bum?
It's a real good contrast to the smell of fresh dishes.
Yeah. Put some cantaloupe in the dishwasher.
There was a story, I don't know if I've ever told it on the podcast before, my dad took me, my brother, and my sister to Uncle Willie's.
Oh, I remember Uncle
back
Willie's.
In the day.
Used to be Bonanza before
And, you know, it's a fucking buffet.
Yep.
There are no rules.
No.
You pay your money. Smack Max. Eat whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, on that particular day, the only thing I wanted to eat was cantaloupe and Jell-O.
Weird.
So, obviously, I went to town on the Jell-O, and I had a huge, like, multiple piles of cantaloupe rinds on the table.
Yeah.
Every time they put out more cantaloupe, this little seven-year-old piece of shit was right there.
Yeah.
Getting the cantaloupe, taking it back to the table, and just munching it.
Yeah.
People got mad.
They should.
Yeah. Pointed out to the manager that this kid's stealing all the cantaloupe.
Jesus.
Of course, the evidence was all there. I was caught, you know, red-handed. But... My point, at 7, so what?
It's a buffet.
Be quicker.
Yeah. There's tons of options, too.
Not my fault you can't outrace me to the fresh cantaloupe.
And if your day is ruined at Uncle Willie's because you didn't get cantaloupe, then you know what? Something's wrong there.
Yeah. Like,
there's a lot of options to have.
It was a good day for me.
Yeah, no, you
I
won
learned
that
a lot.
Day.
Yep. I won the day. I was 7. That's the last big win I had.
All downhill from there.
All downhill from there. Okay. Anders Lau at A Loud Brother. How many blowout losses will it take for management to admit trading Lack was a mistake?
They don't admit mistakes,
nope,
this regime.
Never do.
No one really does.
No one does ever. Well, I guess the Leafs with Kessel. Well, nah.
Even then. The Kessel situation is weird. Like, that really was, like, the media helped just, like, devalue the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Did you see that Simmons article?
No.
Steve Simmons writes an article, like, it's just an attack piece where he's like, it opens up with, like, every day at 2:30, Phil Kessel buys a hot
dog.
Yeah. And then people are investigating this. Like, bloggers are like, wait a minute. Like, Kessel lives here because they're doing, like, he was on the show with, like, a Leafs, like, a TV show. And then, like, they calculated, like, the buildings in the background of his condo. They triangulated where he was, and they figured it was. And then, like, wait a minute, let's look in the phone book. He's also in the phone book. So, like, oh, that's where he is. So, they find out where Kessel is. And he's like, I don't know. 20 blocks away from this supposed hot dog vendor, they're like, why would he walk across the busy part of town to get a hot dog? Which is a good question. And then they go, some people ask the hot dog vendor, so, like, is this true? And, like, he apparently was really angry, didn't want to talk about it. So they basically debunked the whole hot dog story.
Wyatt, we have spent weeks working on a fake video game wrestling simulation with Canucks players.
Yep.
We spent weeks doing that. This investigation of the hot dog situation is the most ridiculous waste of time I've ever heard of in sports journalism
amazing.
Or reporting.
Well, the first guy who did it, that if you have someone who has a hot dog story that's supposed a journalist, like, yeah, why not take him down? That's good stuff. I like that. You can't just throw a hot dog story out like that and have it, you know, I liked it. Anyways, good for you guys. Simmons is a liar. Dirty liar.
Patrick at... Dude Ab 1 DES. Dude Abides.
Oh!
And the one is an I.
We're dyslexic as shit.
Well, you got numbers in there. There's all sorts of capital letters happening.
A lot of puzzles going on there.
A lot of puzzles. Is Lyndon and Benning's working relationship more like 1, Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute, or 2, Mr. Leahy and Randy?
Ooh.
Looking pretty sexy, Jimmy.
Maybe more like that.
Trevor, I want another cheeseburger.
I think more like that. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't see, like, a Michael Scott where one thinks... Like, Benning, like, apparently wants to do more scouting. So, like, apparently Weisbrod's doing more of the actual GMing.
Mm-hmm.
Lyndon's riding bikes and shit. Like, there's no real leader in this situation.
They've both been hitting the rum and hitting the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, so that alone.
Preparing for the show at the Blanchford Community Center.
Yep.
So they used to put on their plays.
They kicked out Gilman out of the trailer park. So you know what? Yep.
Jacob Winiarski, at True Nux Fan, do you think Benning honestly likes both the Spezza and Dorsett contracts after this value free agency period?
Well, that's the thing. It obviously wasn't Gilman contracts, because Gilman was known for cheap contracts with, you know, NTCs were his negative that people said. But if you remember in 2011, like at one point they were operating within $1,000 of the salary cap. Like that guy could dance the salary cap.
Yep.
No matter what you say, that team in 2011 should have won it. Injuries hurt them. But he bought, that's as close as you can get, right? Like, you got them just damn close. They put together a good team.
Yep.
Obviously, they're negatives of how they manage the team after that. Fair points. But Gilman knows how to draw on the cap. These new deals do not scream Gilman. They scream, take my money.
Yeah.
And now they have these heavy bloated contracts. So I have a feeling it's not Gilman's contracts. And I think that they just like, they'll be fine with them. They're not going to make mistakes. We just...
Question for me here. Do you think that a reaction to these recent deals are worse because we kind of got a head start on it with the Spezza-Dorsett thing? Because you can always, every move that's made, every contract that's signed elsewhere, you can always go, then this fucking, the Dorsett and Spezza money. Like, you can always kind of go back to that.
It's a reference point, exactly. You see everyone signing for money. You saw, like, the free agent market's kind of bottom out, and people are signing for cheaper deals, like Matias and stuff. There's still even Franz and Aeroff. There's still some decent free agents out there that they could sign, but they don't have much cap space anymore. So, yeah, definitely that kind of set the bar when you're signing, you know, guys for the so-called intangibles. And, again, I like Dorsett. I'll probably sure I like Proust. Like, that's old-school hockey. I enjoy people hitting. I enjoy fighting. I'm not like one of those guys who's going to poo-poo that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fight a guy? Sweet. Why not? Yeah. But at the expense of winning, that's when it becomes like, okay, you know, I'd rather win than have you beat Kapoor up and have, like, you know, and especially with Spezza. And, like, I'm not a huge advanced stats guy, but, like, the eye test and the advanced stats show him as one of the worst defensemen last year.
Is the eye test just watching a game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the eye test
is. Yeah, the eye test versus the advanced stats. And you watch him, he's just not, doesn't seem like he gets it. They say he watches video every day, and he, maybe he'll turn it around. We don't know. But from what we've seen, his body of work is not great. And so it's a lot of money for a guy that hasn't shown anything. So
they don't say what the videos are.
Yeah, he's just watching Dora.
He's watching Dora. Fucking Swiper.
Yeah.
I'm going to play more like Swiper out there.
Spezza always misses Swiper.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus.
He got it again.
I need someone to be my boots. Brant at Dr. Chill 49. Would you binge watch Coach so that B44 makes day 366?
I'm thinking about it. I want it to happen because Bowman's so set against it.
Dude, 366 is already picked.
That's bullshit. The project says 365. So now you're fucking making rules now? Your hashtag should have been 365 plus 1, and that would have been fine, because I would have been 367. I was working within your rule set, and now you're changing the game.
Yeah, it's my game to change, motherfucker.
Bullshit. Nope, if I had a coconut, I'd smash it in your head right now. It's garbage.
I'm going to the next question, because you're mean right now. What do you think of the Canucks draft picks this year? My client, Brock.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Draft picks are so hard. It could be terrible. It could be good. I can't weigh in. I'd be, and I don't know much about him. I'd be such a liar. You're like, you know what? Love the kid when I saw him on YouTube.
Tons of upside. Tons of upside.
But he's, from what we know, big body, you can score goals. So if he turns into that, awesome. But
I think I've said this on the show like in years past.
Yeah.
I can't stand the NHL draft. I don't like the system because you get a player and... I hope he's good in 4 years when he maybe makes a team, or 5 years. I mean, he could get traded from just development. That's part of the reason why I love the NFL so much. I know it's a much different sport, but, you know, the draft. Guy gets picked in the first round. He's suiting up first Sunday. And you get to see exactly, like, what he's got going for him right out of the gate. I don't like having to wait. I mean, I respect hockey a lot more than I do football just because, like, okay, you've now been picked, but it's going to take you 4 or 5 years before you're even like close to maybe taking a crack at this.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's hard to get excited about prospects or a draft. I mean, if we had Connor McDavid, I'd probably be like, yeah, this could be pretty good.
Yeah.
But like everybody else is kind of like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Like Brock Besser, it's going to be what, like 4 or 5 years before we even know? Because he's going
to,
yeah.
I liked Vertanen because he said apparently to his dad the day before the draft, it would be so sick if the Canucks picked me.
Yeah.
Like a guy who wants to be here. That's cool to me.
Like, I view him as, for Tannen, like, more skilled Rafi Torres. And if that's, like, if he can get, like, you know, 70 points and can murder people like Rafi Torres, but, like, legally, that would be pretty awesome. And, again, there's always going to be Vertanen versus Ehlers. Who knows? But, you know, if Vertanen comes in and plays well, we have to accept it and be happy with it. And we just wait until we see what Ehlers does before we, you know, lambast that pick it more. That's all I'm saying.
This is, there's so much like potential hindsighting down the line, but you know, it's way too future sighted.
Well, look at any draft, and almost like half the things that these so-called experts are saying on TV end up being like a joke. down the road because, like, it doesn't turn out the way they thought at all. Like, yeah. Great pick. Awesome reach. And then all of a sudden, the guy bombs. Look at the Canucks. Schrader. I hope Schrader falls. Oh, come on, Schrader. Fall to us, Schrader. Schrader fell to us. Oh, a line. Then people years later, oh, I knew he was, you know, crap. Why'd they pick him? Like, and that's how hindsight is the worst for the drafts.
Jay at no names left 53.
He's just open about it. That's all I got, guys.
There were 52 people who beat him to that. Are you guys going to have Botch back on the podcast?
Yes, we will.
Cool.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Bring him on.
Yeah, come on. Talk about
we've got a summer movies. With him coming up. Hopefully,
there's a new Fast and Furious movie he hasn't seen. Maybe we'll get together and watch it.
My favorite thing is how he didn't watch the right Fast and Furious. What did he watch?
Faster.
He watched Faster.
With The Rock in it.
He told you. A really serious version of Fast and Furious.
And The Rock was the only guy there.
Yeah, or was Vin Diesel.
That was amazing. That was I love that.
Just the fact that A, he was watching to catch up on it for us, for our benefit, and then he got it wrong.
He watched Faster with The Rock instead of Fast and Furious.
So
that
good.
Was awesome. Because he missed Fast 5, which was a fucking really good one. That's when they're dragging a vault through, like, the streets of Brazil. That was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll try to get it back on. Bobak, at Bobak M, what is the best way to get through a boring meeting? What if they have a no electronics policy?
Well, mine have that. You got to try and make one comment so you're visible, and that's when you can kind of, like, fade out. So make one comment to show you're paying attention, and then just go into your happy place and just, you know, sit in the corner, kind of nod your head. Mm-hmm. Go to the corners. Always go to the corners. I know that's weird for Bobak. He doesn't know how to do that. Just try and go to the corners. I mean, he is, you know, good at being invisible in that sense. So that should be pretty good. I'm just saying, use your talents.
Stop it. Stop it. He's already dead.
And I just don't want to flood him with... Well, that's just a reference.
But you're definitely right to ask a question, not just to make them, like, make an impact in the meeting and to participate, but also to keep yourself, like, awake.
Yeah.
I've dozed in meetings. I've, like, done the old head snap up and... all that kind of stuff, and it's really tough. I just kind of daydream.
Yeah, just think about, you know, hockey. 85% of meetings are useless. It's honestly, like, they just send an email.
You know who the worst is? Who the absolute worst is? Maybe the worst human being on the planet that doesn't commit regular crimes. The guy or girl in meetings, when it's very clear, fucking over.
I already know, I'm already getting angry.
Right? The meeting's over. Like, it was that lap clap situation. It's like, well, okay, everybody, let's go. And they just pick that time to ask all their fucking questions that only really can, like, consider, like, themselves.
Yep.
It's only really an issue for themselves, not for everybody. You can't have a little private chat afterwards. You have to stop the meeting and say, hi, what if my parking space is not paved in time?
Yep.
What do I do then?
And then everyone has to sit back down.
What if my security code gets changed? Like, no one gives a shit except for you. Yeah. So... value other people's time. I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And girl.
Yeah.
Regardless.
You just want to get out of there.
Worst person in the meeting.
Yeah.
If you've ever done that, your shit's not that important. You can wait.
Yeah.
If it was important enough,
it would have come up earlier.
It would have come up earlier.
Way earlier.
Yeah. Way earlier. Because, hey, this is something that concerns all of us and the business. So that's why we're in this meeting. We've now addressed the problem. You're not going to all of a sudden, like, break something out at the 11th hour. Like, hey, what happens if the stock market crashes? Yeah. Oh, fuck, we didn't even consider that. Another half hour on this meeting, guys.
Good work, Jenkins.
Good work, Jenkins. Way to go.
You saved your ass on that one.
We didn't even consider that because we're dummies and you're the smartest person here.
Yeah. They think you're going to be a hero.
That's half my job. Yeah. You're promoted instantly because you thought of the one thing that no one fucking considered. Don't be that guy in the meeting.
Yep.
You're my least favorite guy.
Mm-hmm.
Actively start planning to sabotage you and get you fired if you do that.
Give him the apple pie.
Yeah, give him the apple pie.
Well, this is for you. It was left on your desk.
Yep. Daniel P.
Oh, the philosopher. First show favorite of all time.
Show favorite. Heisty Brad Richardson is gone.
We know.
Which Canuck takes over to lead a three-man team to steal priceless museum pieces.
Oh, we got new players in this now.
We do.
Okay, I've lost my team. Eddie's gone? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, all right.
The X is gone? The muscle's gone?
Who's leading the three-man team?
It needs to be there. You know what? I don't know.
It's funny, because with Richardson gone, I would have said Matthias.
Yeah, I could see that.
But now he's fucking gone, too. And then I would have said Bernstein, and he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Gilman's on my heist team, too.
Well, okay, my two guys. I don't have a leader yet. I'm going to go with Dorset's the wild, crazy guy. That, you know, kind of like Panic Room. You know, like the third guy that's kind of unhinged.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to have...
The guy who's not a professional. But yeah. He's just a bit of a wild card.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do a Panic Room situation. So, right, yeah, the three characters. So, that's my wild card is Dorset. Now, I need a guy who's kind of got a heart, but is still doing bad things. In the Forrest Whitaker character.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with... I'm going to bring in the Rook. I'm going to bring in Virtanen.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to bring Virtanen
for Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, like he's coming in. He's done some bad things.
Yeah.
He's hit some people, put them in the bench, but deep down he's a good guy.
He did it... Like, what were his reasons for doing it, you know? That's what
you're asking. Yeah.
Like, okay, this is bad, but...
Yeah, exactly.
There might be something more to it.
Okay. And then... what's his name? Was the third guy in the movie. What was his name? Creepy guy. Jared Leto,
yeah.
Who's our weird guy? That would have been Eddie Lack for me. God damn it. The guy that who's that going to be for? That's going to be tough. You go with yours. I got to think.
I'm trying to think of who, like, my big thing is the leader. Like, who's
who's
running point on this? Because Richardson was just so heisty.
I'm going to go with Benigno. We don't quite trust him. We don't know what he's capable of. He's shown some promise.
And he's got kind of like a
what's his face?
He's got a bit of a derp face.
There you go, a derp face.
Where, like, you can kind of be like, if he gets caught, you'd be like, I don't know what's going on.
Derp,
I don't know.
What's going on?
And
here?
You buy it.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
So, like, if you caught Richardson, you would know.
Yeah.
This guy's up to something. Slick back hair.
Yeah.
It is unconventional facial hair. This guy's up to something.
Yeah.
If you caught Nick Bonino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got lost.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the bathroom.
He'd usual suspects that. He'd tell you stories.
Totally
yeah. Walk into the limp. Yeah.
Yeah. You expect everyone to have seen Usual Suspects, Wyatt?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Yeah. He's pointing out things in the room that are hockey stick related. So then John Eastwood came in the room. And yeah. I could do that.
Okay.
That's my team then. I got Bonino.
Yeah.
I got Virtanen. I got Dorset. You can't choose those guys.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I'm looking at it here. I'm going to go with maybe Tanev's taking the lead.
Quiet, unspoken.
Yeah, quiet, unspoken. Yep. He can be unassuming, but he can verbal kint that if need be.
Yeah.
But he also, he's got good heist hair. That's very important to me, obviously.
Yeah. Does Hansen make your team?
Does Hansen make my team? Yeah, Hansen's the crazy
that shit answer we gave you.
I'd probably go with Ham Hughes. Strikes me as like the best, hand. Like he could be the Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Like because he would never do. He'll willingly do bad. But for reasons which to him are righteous.
Like when he hits someone, you see sadness in his eyes. Like he had to do it, but he wants to win a cup.
Like it's ends justify the means for him.
Yeah.
But it's still gonna he'll deal with that guilt down the road.
Yeah.
He'll deal with it when he wakes up.
Gets home with his Bible, works it out with his God.
So he's my Forrest Whitaker and my wild card, maybe it would be Hanson.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I'm feeling kinda crazy.
Let's fucking kill someone, right?
Blow him out of the room. Put that propane in there. Let's just go jump in my some kind of race car.
I want to see Panic Room with Hanson playing that role now. Oh, shit, I love
it. Or he's my Yoakam, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, like sure. It. Hanson is my Dwight Yoakam. I love it.
Okay, that's a good question.
That was a good
question. That's why he's one of the show favorites.
Peter Wegg. Big update here. Big Peter Wang news.
I lost my mind when I saw this.
At Peter _ Wang numerical 6. He is climbing the Peter Wang rankings.
We knew it was Peter Wang 8 and Peter Wang 7. Now he is 6.
I was going to call him the Peter Wankings, but...
Yeah. Have you seen the Peter Wankings?
Yeah. He was 8, he's 7, now he's 6.
Like, I want to know more. How do you get this? Does he check every day? Like, does he get an alert? Like, does he
assist him? I look forward to one day doing the show with you, and he's Peter Wang 2, on the cusp of 1, and then just on the precipice of being Peter Wang.
We'd have an episode dedicated to watching that.
We would.
Yeah.
We would. When was the last time either of you guys cried, and why?
I always man it up and push it down. Mm. That's what I've been taught to do. For me, it's when I see someone... Like, just doing something super creative and doing what they were meant to do on this earth. If I'll watch, Freddie Mercury on stage, in Wembley, owning the stage.
You know that, this is the guy who is exactly where he should be.
And he's just controlling, he's got all those people watching what he created, and that fucking gets to me. I'm like, that's amazing, just to be able to do that. Like, that's kind of like writing, it's not the same level. You get someone reading your stuff and enjoying it. it's awesome. Like, that's what it is. That's why I always think I'm here to write. And so for you see someone at the top of, like, you know, what they're meant to do is just really moving for me.
Yeah. I cried, like, yesterday, obviously, it was my dad's, like, birthday. I miss my dad a lot. I actually cry, like, fairly often. I used to be, like, you know, push it down kind of thing, but then, I don't know.
It's kind of healthy. I don't say it's a manly thing to do. You should cry more.
Sometimes I just ran, like, I just get caught up in something I didn't think I'd get caught up in. Like, I bawled watching an episode of Ellen once. Some waitress had, like, covered the tip for, like, a couple Army servicemen.
Yep.
In, like, just, like, Arlington, Texas or whatever. Just some waitress was like, hey, your bill's on me. Thank you for your service.
Yep.
Fucking Ellen caught wind of that. And then turns out the waitress was, like, a single mom with, like, you know, two kids or whatever.
Yep.
Like, working, like, two different waitress jobs to try and, like, keep her life afloat or whatever. So, like, Ellen caught wind of that and, like, gave her, like, fucking $250,000 or whatever. And then, like, also, and the waitress is just breaking down, losing her shit. I'm losing my shit. There's all sorts of stuff happening. Then they caught up with her, like, 6 months down the road, and Ellen gave her, like, a fucking car.
Jesus.
And this is the girl's just, like, so overcome with emotion, and I'm losing it, too. And, yeah, I didn't understand what was happening at the time.
Yep.
But I was really moved.
Did you watch that new Pixar movie? Did the Pixar
Get Out?
Yeah.
Pixar gets me. So, yeah. Now the Toy Story 3, fucking Get Out.
Yeah.
Get out of my tear ducts. Get out of my feelings.
Yeah.
What other their movies? Like Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais? I've seen that movie like 5 times. I've cried in the exact same part every single time. I cry quite a bit, but I don't mind it. It's okay. You know, I don't like cry from like just being sad or anything. It's all like thinking about something or like getting something.
You hit scene connection.
Or getting like, you know, touched by something. So, yeah. I remember crying a lot a couple of years ago. I was reading a paper and there was like some teenage girl who was like stabbed to death at a party. And I was like, oh my God, this is just awful.
Yeah.
Just terrible. And I'm like reading the story and it's like she just trying to break up a fight between people and it's kind of got wrong place, wrong time.
Stand by me.
And I'm thinking about like, her parents and stuff. I'm just like, oh God. And that like just kind of.
Yep.
That's why I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
Because it's not good, any of it. I could watch the news and probably just cry like once a night.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that's
Peter Wang going real. Peter Wang went deep.
Peter Wang 7's all about silly questions. Peter Wang 6 about bringing the heat.
Yeah.
He's got another one.
Oh, geez.
Have you guys ever been in love?
Well, the first day I met you, buddy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about my feelings for you.
Yeah.
Like at first.
Wow.
But like, no, but
where did we first meet? We met up.
We met at Boston Pizza.
That's right.
We met at Boston Pizza in Metrotown.
Yep.
And we had some beers, and I think we obviously bonded over the Canucks, but that's, you know, sure. But, and then we talked wrestling for...
Yeah.
We talked wrestling for hours.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Did I put up a fight? The worst line in any song.
Worst line.
Yeah,
that's awful. Terrible. About that attempted parade.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Did it work?
Yeah.
No, she put up a fight. So, well, did you let her?
Yeah.
Like, come on, Zuko.
They're asking her if he had a nice car. Did he at least have a nice car?
It was a different time.
Yeah, it was. But still.
Because he got friendly holding her hand.
That's true.
And she got friendly down in the sand.
That's true.
Zuko's lying.
Yeah.
I think Travolta's full of shit. I think Travolta just did some handhold. Well, obviously, she's not going to lie.
Yeah.
So we know Travolta's full of it.
Yeah.
But again, it was your protagonist, half of your protagonist for this movie. And he's like, yeah, I met this chick. We totally banged.
Yep.
Yeah, she put up a fight.
Yeah. And why in the movie do they fly away in a car? That still bothers me to this day. Why does that happen? Why do they chitty chitty bang bang it? What is happening there? Why? Like, if you're doing a movie, like you know when you're doing something and you're doing a piece or you're doing a scene and something sticks out as not belonging, it eats away at you.
It really does.
And you're like, that doesn't fit. Like, why would people, that's what bothers us about watching wrestling. Like, don't they realize that stands out as like an illogical fallacy? That's got to bother them.
Have some respect for your audience.
Exactly. So why are you doing Grease going, you know what, guys? They got to fly away in a car. Like, that should be it. That's how this ends.
All right, and then they drive through a crowd at the carnival, and they drive off.
Yeah.
That's good, but Can it be more magical?
Yeah, can they start flying?
Okay, the car starts shooting sparks. Yeah. No, not enough. Not enough. We need to...
Next level.
You know what I fucking hate? You know what I hate? You know what I think people hate? You know what I think the audience hates? Gravity. So let's give a big fuck you to gravity. Yeah. And the car just starts flying off. Do they... Okay, does everybody else see the car flying off? Or is it just like the two of them think like, oh, we're going off to fancy fairy tale land? Oh, no, everybody sees it.
They turn and wave.
Do they turn and wave? Oh, without question.
They're making eye contact. Yeah, people know this is happening.
But the main crux here is fuck gravity.
Yeah, the entire movie's been building to this moment.
Because, you know, she also completely betrays who she is as a person.
Yeah.
And, like... And the whole thing is like, okay, well, like, Danny changes for her, too. Fucking guy puts on a sweater.
She changes. Literally changes. That's it.
Yeah, a sweater. He's still got, like, the black shirt, tight pants underneath, and he's got the hair, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But he just put on a fucking sweater.
Yep.
And what did she do? She whored up from the floor up.
Yep, started smoking.
Fucking heels. She started smoking! Yeah,
took up drugs for this.
She started smoking. I guarantee you. They're going to live their life, and she's going to be, like, cancer-ridden and really fucking embittered.
Oh, so bad.
About, I can't believe that I changed for you and I started smoking. Like, and you know he was like, baby, stop smoking, my God. And she's like, I can't because I started it so I could win your heart.
Yep.
And now I'm addicted. So, like, imagine Grease with, like, heroin.
Breaking Bad. Like, she's throwing up in her sleeve.
Like, if Danny Zuko was, like, really into hardcore, like, intravenous drugs.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, if you want to get them, you're going to have to change yourself.
Maybe that's why they're flying in the car. She's just high on drugs. She thinks they're flying.
What's in that cigarette?
Yeah.
Angel dust is in there.
Yeah. Didn't know you, like, got wet.
PCP. Angel dust. We just broke Grease wide open.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the question that spawned that?
If we've ever had love.
Ever been in love, right. Okay. That was a tangent. Chris Wood at Chaz Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chaz Wood at Chaz Wood 01. Do you think Van should have gone quality over quantity with D-Men? A Franzen type over a bunch of $2 million D-Men?
I've always wanted them to do quality over quantity. Just because the Canucks have done the quantity approach. And I think they did it as far as they could in 2011. They had the Hamuse, Bieksa, Aerhoff, Edler, Salo. And those were all like not number one guys, but they all worked together well. Like they combined their powers to a superhuman. Not that it's easy to get a number one guy, obviously. But it would be nice like if they were going to do a retool, not a rebuild, then you know, maybe clear some room and go for Franzen.
Yeah.
Franzen go in the top four. Their top four right now relies on Spezza, which is, you know, scary as shit.
We're paying him enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd rather they actually get the quality defenseman. Because quantity right now, like, I don't know, quantity right now that they can trust. Like, they barely played Corrado. Corrado's been struggling. Like,
oh, my God.
He broke into the scene, was the hot kid, and then they've been burying
him. I still can't believe, and this is a Gillis thing. This is the thing I'd always point to for Gillis. Everyone goes, oh, the David Booth thing. David Booth thing was a good idea.
Yep.
It was a fucking calculated risk.
Yep.
And he was doing really well until he got
hurt. Streak, that Colorado knee injury.
Yeah.
He was doing fine. Yeah.
But the thing that I always hang my hat on with the Gillis thing is the fact that before Edler's no trade clause kicked in, like Detroit was kicking the tires on Edler.
Yep.
Now, Corrado, they burned the first year of his entry level contract to put him in late in the season and also put him in with the playoffs because Corrado in the lineup gives the team the best chance to win.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know this young guy, you're going to burn the first level, first year of his entry-level contract, because he gives you the best, like, chance to win. And now, Detroit's kicking the tires on maybe a trade or something for Edler, and you're going to say no to that, because why? Because now Edler stays, has the worst year, he had a bounce back year last year, I'm not going to say he didn't, but has the worst year of his career. Corrado's still toiling in the minors.
Yep.
Might not ever make it out. At this point.
Yeah, they still are talking as if he has to prove himself this year.
Like, maybe that's a confidence thing as well. Like, obviously, you know, who knows? But he's told that, hey, man, you know, we got a lot of faith in you. You in the lineup gives us the best chance to win. You're actually going to spend some more time in the NHL. How long? Forever.
Yeah, you got to change. Like, Newton John.
Yeah.
Take up smoking. Maybe look at the
team. Yeah. Just black spandex.
Well, that's the thing. Even when they brought him up, I don't know, it was last year, the year before. I think it was last year, he wasn't even playing. He was on the Canucks. They called him up, and he was just hanging around for 3 weeks, making, like, videos of him visiting the zoo. They were putting, like, what a waste.
I remember going to a practice, and, like, people, like, Burrows was like, let's go. They were doing shootout practice. Let's go, franchise. Like, they were calling him franchise. I guess it was they were being mean.
Maybe they're talking to you.
Being supportive.
They're talking to you.
I don't think they wanted me to participate in the shootout.
Come in here. See those sick dangles.
Peter Wang 6. I got one more here. Can you try and get Jacob Markstrom on the Lobcast and get him to sing Meatloaf?
Oh, there's no other Eddie guys.
Yeah.
He'll come on, talk about buzzing. I'll get sad. It won't work.
Yeah. Garth McKenzie, at Garth McKenzie, you guys coming up to PG for training camp? We can show each other funny GIFs and memes, dot, 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 in person.
What's the dot, dot, dot?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's leading to something else.
So yeah, that's if we're coming to Prince George for training camp.
We are.
I'd probably say no.
Yeah.
We both have, like, other jobs we have to work. The province would never send us there.
No, they
because they're sending their, you know, their regular hands there.
Maybe Steve Yoon will go.
Hey, Steve Yoon's a good guy.
He won an award for his lacrosse coverage, so good for him.
Good for Steve.
Yeah, I love Steve. Good guy.
Fucking props corner right now. Let's take a moment of silence. Give props to Steve Yoon for his what award did he win?
It's for his coverage of the National Lacrosse League.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
All right.
That guy's awesome.
Hold for awesomeness.
Good on you, Steve. I'm awesome.
Good on you, Steve. Awesome. That's what I'll put in there. Stephanie Pagani at Pagnificent.
Coffee. Pag zone.
Coffee, tea, or soda?
It's bad for me, but soda is my weakness.
Yeah?
I can't not drink soda. It's terrible.
I don't like coffee at all.
Yep.
I do like pop quite a bit, but I try and like limit when I can. I like tea. I enjoy tea.
What has changed you?
I like tea. I like yoga. Why? Nobody knows where I work. I don't think I've ever like explicitly said.
Have you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, you can edit that out though.
I probably will.
Yeah. Okay.
There's another beep.
I thought you had.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to.
I don't like, you know, our bosses at the province know or whatever, but yeah. I don't, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't really think I've ever talked about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I work at a call center.
Okay.
Pagani also asks, favorite Marvel movie thus far and why?
I've never loved any of the Avengers. I enjoy Thor, but like not one of them has been like, oh, I love it, so I'm excited to see them. But for me, honestly, and it's not just because everyone liked it. Guardians of the Galaxy, it was just, I expected nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it.
Yep.
I just fucking loved it. I had a great time with it.
I'm going to disqualify the Avengers, the first one, because that to me is, wow, that's still, it shouldn't have worked. It should have been a giant mess. It turned out to be one of the second movie.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Age of Ultron
was still fine, but okay. There was...
Yeah. Because, Avengers was a really crazy movie-going experience for
yeah,
me.
It was
insane.
Yeah.
So going individually, I really liked the first Thor.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was close to me.
And I've always hated Thor as a character.
Yeah.
I've always hated Thor. I really liked the first Thor. I thought that was super impressive.
Good casting on their part.
Great casting. Yeah.
Imagine that's a character you don't like. You're not going to like the movie at all. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
First Iron Man, of course, got everything all started. Like Robert Downey Jr., like spot on casting. They've done really well with their casting.
Yeah.
Apparently, hot rumor is that they're going to be announcing Pine as Green Lantern Hal Jordan at Comic-Con this weekend.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I would almost be able to put up a Tyrese as Jon Stewart if I had Chris Pine playing Hal Jordan. I can't have it all.
Yeah.
But trying to think of other Marvel ones. I liked Captain America Winter Soldier.
That was
although I was disappointed with the lack of focus on the Winter Soldier. Because I know the comic book storyline's like really good. He was part of like the assault that freed Wolverine from like Weapon X.
Oh, sweet.
Like he had been this kind of behind the scenes operative in the Marvel universe ever since World War II. And he had like a hand in stuff.
So there's a lot of legacy there, yeah. A
lot of legacy there, and it's really cool. The movie didn't really touch on a lot of that. Like he also like assassinated like Kennedy. And stuff. I think the movie touched on that a little bit. I showed him on the grassy knoll or whatever. But I would have liked to see a lot more of the fact that Winter Soldier has shaped the Marvel Universe from behind the scenes.
Has bigger hand and everything, yeah.
Yeah. What's your least favorite? It's not her question, but it's mine now.
I did not enjoy Iron Man 2.
Everybody slags off Iron Man 2. Yeah. And yeah, like I can see that. Like Whiplash could have been a cool villain.
Yeah.
I love the Iron Man War Machine team up. Sam Rockwell's awesome in everything he touches. I love Sam Rockwell. But
I do like him a lot, yeah.
It's when they really started to, like, kind of really get involved with... We were setting up Avengers, so...
Yeah.
And, like, Jon Favreau left the studio, like, after the movie, doing films for them because of, like, their attitude towards things.
Yeah.
And now Joss Whedon has left. Kenneth Branagh, who did the first Thor, was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Who did Thor 2? Alan Taylor did Thor 2. He just did a new Terminator movie.
Yeah.
Like, they've had a lot of problems with Edgar Wright, with creators. Not just people they can come in to direct a movie and get pushed around. Yeah. They've had problems with creators.
Well, so. I mean, there's that much money tied into it, and you got these big wigs who want to be, you know, we're shaping the world, and they're not going to listen to creators. It's I can see that.
Like, James Gunn is a guy who will, I'm sorry for the pun. Fuck it, I'm not going to do the pun. He will stick to his weapons. Like, he's a creator. He's not going to be pushed around by the suits and stuff. And, like, Guardians of the Galaxy was such a left-field thing that they're just kind of like, all right, fuck it, like, do whatever. Yeah, like, we're not expecting a whole lot. This isn't, like, Thor here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do whatever. But now it's a huge hit. I'm concerned about
they're going to do Guardians 2. Yeah, on it. Yeah, for sure.
Now all of a sudden they're getting all their hands in there and they see dollar signs.
Yeah, like, make this person more prominent for the toy sales, all this jazz, all the stuff that...
We're going to make this tie into, like, the Avengers team up for Infinity War, so you got to do all this stuff now. And, yeah.
And a quick shout out to how much I hate Spider-Man. Just want to throw it in there.
Okay.
I hate him. All right. I don't even count his, but I hate him so much.
I would have liked, not a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, but I would have really liked a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie at some point. Like, just focusing on, like, some, like, kind of like spy, kind of like Black Ops missions. Yeah, Seth Rollins. No, like, Black Widow, Hawkeye, like, Nick Fury, like, Maria Hill, like, doing some, like, spy stuff.
Well, that's the thing for my issue with Black Widow is, like, it's tough to showcase her skill set in a movie that, because they have to show everyone, and visual powers are very obvious. Hulk's strong, Thor's got a hammer. For her, it's tougher than to really show how, like, Jack Bauer-esque you can be, right?
Little sticks.
Yeah.
And she's shooting her guns.
Yeah, she, like, one interrogation
scene.
She's
got her black, like, charging electric wrist bracelet things.
But they could have shown her, like, you know, being more a secret agency and, like, pulling this off. But it's tough to do in a movie because you can't spend, like, 30 minutes showing her being, you know, secret operative doing badass things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, I agree. A movie on that would have been neat.
Yeah. Let's see here. Stephanie Pagani also asked, favorite book-turned-movie? You must have different answers.
On a count of three, we're going to say Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Well, if it was book, movie, and food, I would have said Fried Green Tomatoes. But
oh,
your
well
favorite
done.
Book, movie, and food.
For me, it is Princess Bride. I usually enjoy the books. I know it's cliche, but I do enjoy the books more because you get more depth out of it. But Princess Bride is kind of a fancy visual book, and movie. And there are some famous, like, the actors did a great job in that, actresses as well. Like, we can quote it all the time. Love Princess Bride. So I'm going to say that is my favorite book that has been turned into a movie.
Okay. I'm not sure. Because I love movies. I'm not a fan of books.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a quick search here. Hunger Games, Divergent, Part 1.
Harry Potter.
Imagine that if I just picked, like, one of the middle books.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah. Fucking killed it.
Yeah. They nailed that one out of the park.
Let's see. Is there some sort of list I can look at?
We researched this well.
Nah.
Yeah.
Just edit it out. Make it seem like I have all my answers all ready to go.
Right away. Edit in your response in a different voice. I liked.
Because I don't really... I guess I would go, like, maybe... Like, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, I really liked. Like, I really liked Two Towers.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's a book, too. You've done it. You solved your own question.
Hooray! We did it. Edge of Tomorrow, which is a movie that I loved, but it's based on, like, a manga, like, comic or...
That was really good.
I loved Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
That was Tom Cruise being awesome in it, too.
Yep, I was trying to get everybody to go see that movie. I was such an advocate for it.
Yeah.
My movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Go with Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow. Yep. Mike Paris, Mike Paris, WWE match of the year so far. Do you want to do a three count on this one, too?
3, 2, 1.
Kevin Owens, John Cena, Elimination Chamber.
Oh, that one. That was actually really good. When I think of this. No, I'm going to go with that. That was amazing. Yep.
Yeah. The clean win.
Yep.
Owens, I've been a huge, like, Kevin Steen fan for years. I never even really thought he'd get to WWE. And then to, like, in his first match, go up against John Cena. It was a surreal experience for me as, like, a Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen fan.
Yep.
To see him in that position. And then I never expected him to win. But that he won, A. That he won clean, B. Was
very
just
cathartic.
Insane to me. The only way it would have been any better is if he hit the package pile driver, which has been outlawed.
Yep.
But yeah, that was great. Cesaro and John Cena just tore the house down.
That was
on
really
Raw.
Good. But the fact that Cesaro lost always just that's what makes the Owens win so much better.
Yeah. You say the main event of WrestleMania was made very good by Seth Rollins. Yeah. Like, the booking of it was fantastic.
Yep.
But, I'd say, Owens-Cena.
Last year, though, will always be my Lesnar-Cena match, where it was just the biggest jobbing I've ever seen. I loved it.
Song title that best describes your feeling about the Canucks right now. Bonus points if from the 90s.
Oh. You've got a lot of songs you've been going through. This is right in your wheelhouse, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this was you, because I'm not really good at music, so this is more pressure on you.
Tons of pressure on me. Well, it's not Backstreet's Back, that's for sure. Because we're not going to be
No.
Backstreet's not going to be back for a while.
Yeah.
I guess it's not linger either, because
nope.
No one's lingering. They're getting rid of people.
Nope.
Stay? Eddie Lack?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I've been listening to that on a loop ever since he left.
Yeah, just constantly.
That and Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts, yeah. Everybody Hurts. Let's go with that one.
How about OMC, How Bizarre?
Yeah.
That's nice, a good one,
well
too.
Well done, yep.
Yeah. Do you have one, or are you just going to go with that?
I'm going to piggyback off you.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, teamwork.
Daniel P., I got to ask, might be a good podcast cue. What brand of dish detergent do you use? Do you have favorites?
He always asks the good questions. Like, do you? Like, I'm actually wondering, like, is there a certain kind? Or is
there it... isn't. I get, like, really cheap stuff from the dollar store.
So maybe it's the solvents in that really just kind of they cook for you.
I get really, high. Really high putting myself down on my feet. But just any dish detergent, it's always good.
Oh, my God. What if they have, like, smelling ones that maybe blow your mind?
A lavender.
It smells like lavender and vanilla.
Chris Thorne at Thorbeats.
Thor Beats. Favorite.
When are you guys going to do a drunken lobcast? Parentheses, or all you are... Ugh, this is really ironic. Or are you always drunk?
No, we haven't done one. We could do one.
The closest we ever came to drunken podcast was that night in Portland of Monday Night Raw. I went to the pub afterwards, and I was dying.
Yeah.
I was in real bad shape. I thought I was going to throw up. I didn't know what the situation was. But then I got a couple beers in me, and I got my second win. But
that's right.
By the time
I
got my second win, you were now...
Yeah.
You had taken my place.
Yeah.
So...
That's when you're whining in the fucking juice box.
Yeah. Larry Wong at Larry Wong 84.
Yep.
This one's for you, Wyatt. Uh-oh. Now that Eddie's in Carolina, does that make you the champion in FIFA?
Default win. I'm taking it.
And Eddie's been CC'd.
Yep. Eddie can suck it. That's my win.
Dustin Dame, the whole like 90s Canucks song thing, song that describes their trajectory.
Yep.
He said, Sugar, we're going down. Not a big fan of Fall Out Boy, but this fits.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So, I like that one.
Yeah. And that's it for Quitter. And that's probably it for the episode.
Do you have 5 minutes of bonus time for a quiz?
Fucking, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I like how you're bringing it up now, because I don't have to, like, edit the quiz.
Exactly.
And put it at the end of
the episode. Yeah, see, I'm learning. I'm adapting. Right, so everyone who does not care about the quizzes, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
It was fun.
There's the door.
Yeah. Now, it's not really a quiz so much. You don't need to know trivia. This is more about... Because Jurassic World trivia is not out yet, but I want to know...
You can make your own.
I could have. I didn't think
I've only seen it once, though. Like, that's not fair.
I know. But that's why I wanted to do it even more so, because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, how would you die in Jurassic World? This is a BuzzFeed quiz. I want to know how you're going to die in Jurassic World. You got to answer some questions.
Okay.
You got to be honest and truthful.
I'm always.
Okay. Now, which Jurassic World attraction would you be dying to see? Would it be the T-Rex observation desk? A deck, sorry. Days at a desk. Mm-hmm. The gyrosphere. The Mosasaurus show, the big fish one.
Big fish, yeah.
Yep, the raptors. The new exhibit everyone's been whispering about.
Ooh. Oh, that's the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the margaritas restaurant.
See, I'm a very frugal person, so I wouldn't want to go to the margaritas, because I'm like, I'm going to pay an arm and a leg out of that. There's no way. I'm very cheap.
Yep.
I would probably go... Now, it's funny the pterodactyls aren't on there, because I really like pterodactyls. But
BuzzFeed's not the most accurate testing system.
BuzzFeed, you're broken. What about pterodactyls? Little thing about Jurassic World, though.
Of course.
I saw something that came out. They apparently were going to have another sequence with another hybrid dinosaur.
Yep.
Like, when they were going around the park, like, afterwards, they're going to see exactly what that fucker Wong's been up to.
No.
There was going to be, like, the combination of my two favorite dinosaurs.
Yeah.
There's going to be fucking Stegoceratops.
Oh, I like
Stegoceratops. And there was art. Like, not promo art, what's the... concept art. So there was, like, concept art done for it. And it didn't make it into the movie, the scene, obviously. But in, like, Wong's computer or whatever, you see when they're, like, running through the lab, you see, like, the Stegoceratops.
No.
Which is cool. It's got the spikes down the spine of a Stegosaurus and the big tail.
And the shield.
Three things. Awesome. I'm going to go with... I cannot wait. I want to check out the big fucking Waterosaurus.
Yeah. The Mosasaurus. That would have been neat if it had been Howard the Duck as well in there.
Yeah.
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 Now, you got to pick an Owen Gray here. Owen Gray, of course, is the main character. Chris Pratt.
Of course, yeah. Chris Pratt.
Would you want to be animal expert Owen? Dirty, mildly injured Owen? Broody Owen? Motorcycle Owen? Upset Owen? Margarita Owen?
Fucking motorcycle Owen. Okay. After a couple margarita Owen. No, I'm just kidding. Don't drink and drive.
The alarm just went off. What would you do? Freeze? Hide? Run, grab a weapon and fight, follow the screaming crowd, protect the margaritas.
I'm trying to answer this honestly, yeah. too. That's the thing.
Otherwise, it'll all be margaritas.
It'll all be margaritas. Like, I'm just trying to think, if I'm in that situation, yeah. what would I do? I would probably grab a weapon. I don't think I'd be able to, like, get away.
Grab a weapon and fight? Because that, you'd have to be start fighting. Because that's, like, I think...
Who am I fighting? The fucking whale?
Didn't say. The alarm just went off.
Okay, if I'm watching the thing...
Maybe, like, the bird's coming down. That's probably the most...
If I'm watching the thing yep. and the alarm starts going off, yep. I'm probably going to want to maybe try and hide somewhere.
Yep.
Run and hide.
That is the cyclist way, if you happen to be.
Keep my pussy safe distance. Yeah.
What are you bringing home from the gift shop? Now, you're probably going to guess what of these is. But don't spoil it. A sweatshirt.
Yep.
A pocket knife.
Yep.
A snow globe. T-shirt. Keychain. Sweet margarita glass.
I'm curious as to what the way you die is. I guess alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, maybe. Margarita. I know, I'm curious too.
I'd probably go with a pocket knife.
Okay. Defensive as well as useful.
Yep.
What did you put on your feet this morning? Was it sturdy boots? Practical sneakers? Favorite ratty pair of chucks? Proper business attire? Orthopedic sandals? Slap two of these on my feet and it's margarita glasses.
Prax sneaks, bitch.
Yeah.
Practical sneakers. Tactical sneakers.
Which Jurassic Park original were you hoping to see? I already know.
Fucking.
Can we just go with Dr. Ian Malcolm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
This fucking guy was
hungry. Or, you know who I wanted to see was Sam Jackson with one arm.
Oh, that's true, but he's not on there, but that would have been good.
BuzzFeed, get on the game here.
BuzzFeed says you would have been killed, chopped in half by the Indominus Rex.
What the fuck?
I know, I agree, that seems bullshit.
He's not even involved in anything I'm doing.
You were just trying to find a safe spot to hide when all of a sudden you realized that tree was actually a camouflaged dinosaur. It's okay, she's killed a ton of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
so,
my own fault.
I'm now just going to check what would happen had you chose margarita path of life.
Is there an option to go and sit on like a porta potty?
Yeah, should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
But we'll do that later. Anyways, good quiz. I liked it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, a little bonus for it.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it for the episode. Wyatt, anything to say on our way out the door?
I can have a margarita answer in a second.
Oh, okay.
I think people want to know what would happen if you just got all margarita.
I'll just stall for time.
Yep.
Apparently, Terminator Genesis is bullshit. I haven't seen it, but I'm eager to check it out and exactly see how bullshit this thing is.
You were correct. Alcohol poisoning.
Yes! Yes.
You survived the dinosaur stuff, but you didn't survive the margaritas. You went out like a champ.
Oh, no.
Well done.
Thanks, man. All right, so that's it for the latest episode of Legion of Blogcast. Maybe we're back next week. Maybe it takes a while.
Maybe it's smoke bomb. We're like ninjas and you can't find us for a bit.
That's right.
But we're there.
We are the night.
Yeah.
We are the night. We also out.
Yeah. Well done.